Smith Uriah Jones. Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. April 22, 1898. Dear Brethren Smith and Jones, I have just received a letter from Henry. He writes more tenderly than I expected, and if there is any prospect of his becoming softened and subdued by the Spirit of God, you had best not read that letter to him until I shall write him again and try to reach him. If you think the letter is timely, that he should have it now, I trust to your judgment. But do not, I beg of you, lose the opportunity of rescuing this poor, suffering soul from the grasp of Satan. I hope you will do all in your power to save Henry. You know it is the combined circumstances that many acted a part in that have held him away from the truth, which if he had received would have made him wise unto salvation. My heart is wrenched with agony as I see that those who know the truth have through a train of circumstances, one step leading to another, resisted, until the truth is eclipsed to them. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father. And all who cherish their ambitious projects cannot walk with Christ Jesus. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Where the salvation of the soul is concerned, the man who is willing to deny himself and take up his cross and follow Christ through evil and good report, in sunshine and in storm, who will be willing to receive counsel, will have a perception of truth, divine truth. While any man who refuses to obey the word of God until all his doubts and difficulties are removed and troublesome things adjusted, all mysteries explained, is where evidence will not settle his mind. He has the spirit of a cavaler. He has the spirit of criticism, not of seeking to obtain truth, but to judge the truth. The case of Henry is very trying to himself. In his being accepted as a manager, he has revealed he was not a safe financier, because he had separated himself from God and was following another leader. He is not and has not been a safe man. If he had used his capabilities under the counsel of one who never errs, he would, by walking in the light, do good. Oh, has he gone so far that the Lord will not have anything to do with him? Has he closed the door of his heart so firmly that he will not open it to the voice of Jesus? I say to you in the name of the Lord, seek him with supplication and in faith. Hold the letter sent to you from Kurenbong. Keep these letters in your own hands and let no person see them unless you shall feel it your duty to read these letters to him and others. I think it might not be best to do or say anything that will provoke him just now. Ask the Lord to make bare his arm to save and not to destroy. In haste, I beg of you to excuse this miserable scribbling. I am alone, no typewriter, no helper. Read it if you can.